Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is big tech more dangerous than Russia or China interference? Censorship of certain groups and companies is presently lurking and dangerously removing freedom of speech. YouTube, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, the big tech giants, used by many, are censoring specific users through bias. Conservative groups, individuals, companies are being shadow banned or just removed. These tech organizations are genuinely, most definitively favoring one political party over another. According to Greg Gutfeld, Fox News, the jig is up. Now, on September 5th, 2018, Twitter, Google, and Facebook will appear before Congress. When the big tech improprieties are discovered and publicly reported, these companies claim that it was a mistake. Their algorithms, which is a process of set rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations, especially by a computer, evoked the problem. Now, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, admits left-wing bias. He states, that his people lean left, but it doesn't influence company bias. He alleged that we need to constantly not show our bias. Do we believe that, folks? He cannot control his employees? Jim Hansen was shadow banned. He asserts that Twitter built a tool to complain about accounts. If people don't like your comments, opposite politics, they complain. The more complaints, the company shadow bans you, and you're shut down. I remember Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who testified before Congress April 10th and 11th, 2018. According to Diamond and Silk, two black women for Trump, he lied to Congress about contacting them and correcting the censorship of their site. And when asked by Congress, he couldn't even define hate speech. Now, right now, conservatives and Republicans are three times more disproportionately targeted compared to Democrats and liberals. There should be a level playing field, don't you think, folks? Many conservative business sites, Republican sites, and certain university sites have been shut down. Now, if you have a site, there is a way to check your followers. Conservatives and Republicans discovered this nefarious tech scheme. This reminds me of the 2009 IRS Lois Lerner corruption targeting individual citizens and groups. 12 million votes can be shifted in the November election 2018 by suppressing information. It is very easy to shift votes because people don't know that they are being influenced by these big tech companies. We have no monitoring systems in place because you can't track what is being done. Freedom of speech is under attack. Our democracy, folks, is in trouble. Will our democracy be subverted? I hope not. Remember what Thomas Jefferson once said, "The price of liberty is eternal vigilance." I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.